Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their businesses or just live out their dreams. And it inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who just took my advice or just started their ideal dream business, or just, you know, whatever it was, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you have to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on that plan and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about, is inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, y'all, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out, because this is your life, your dream, your reality. All right, I got some current events really, really quickly. SCORE Houston is having a small business awards. That's going to be June the 12th. Also, June the 14th, 8:30 to 4 p.m. Also, SCORE Houston is going to have a starting and running your business. So definitely check those out. Those are free. Also, I am going to be planning a summer business course. I don't know, probably around July. Going to teach you how to strategize with marketing essentials, business communication, and some business plan development. But keep your eyes on that. Check my blog out for that. Also, y'all, Ladies of Rage is putting it down this weekend. The Houston Power is going to be playing the Houston Energy. So I won't be souping up on this one because my daughter is graduating. So definitely check the game out, y'all. Galena Park at 5 p.m. at Delman Stadium. Go to the website, check it out, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. So, again, 93 won't be out there. Oh, yeah, I know y'all sad. Yeah. Y'all looking for some free events to hang out? Go to the Houston June 10th celebration. It's going to be June 19th at 7 p.m. at the Miller Outdoor Theater. Also, they're going to be having movie night on July the 3rd. It's also going to be free. And if you're trying to lose some weight, you want to get your sexy on, every Sunday at Discovery Green, 10:30, they're having hula hoop classes. That's what I said, hula hoop classes at 10:30, and it is absolutely free. So definitely check that out. All right, y'all, last week on the show, had my hip-hop artist straight out of New York, had great granddaddy. He was definitely rolling up in here with me. Today on the show, got my girl, reality star, Basketball Wives of L.A. Got British Williams. She definitely going to be bouncing up in here with me today. So y'all definitely got to stay tuned for that. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. You know we got to give it to you. Got MJ. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Girl, nothing. Let's put it on the table. What you want to talk about? We got our, Kim and Kanye, they got married this weekend. You know, I did get my invite. Just couldn't make it down there.
Oh, really? You didn't get an invitation?
I got the invitation. I just couldn't go.
Oh, really? You're busy, huh?
But I'm not the only one didn't attend because Rob, the brother, he didn't attend either.
But he was there, but then he left.
I wonder why. What was that about?
They were saying they got into it. They had some kind of family disagreement, and next thing you know, he was out of there.
But honestly, are they even relevant? I mean, really?
What do you mean irrelevant?
Is she,
well,
is
I mean,
she
as
a
far
celebrity?
As...
Is she a celebrity?
No, she's not.
Well, they just got
I mean, Kardashians are like a brand now, so everybody goes crazy over them.
I guess we all need to go make us some tapes, some videotapes.
I guess.
I know.
But it's a pretty dress. It's like it's a beautiful wedding, so I wish them the best.
Whatever. Okay, so what happened with my boo, T.I., getting beat up by Floyd Mayweather?
Well, I don't think he got beat up. I just think they might have had swamp just here and there, and I don't think it was an actual fight. They were saying it's funny.
I don't know. They said some chairs was being slung, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think he got beat up or anything, because he did a video afterwards saying that I guess people thought he had black eyes, but he said, no, I don't have no black eyes. He got
hit. What was Tiny doing with him? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, it's just what it is, you know. I mean, everybody's blaming for all this, but you got to realize T.I. had his fair share of cheating, too. So
have they broke up?
Evidently not. I think they're still together, which is weird to me because according to the, you know, rumor back in the day that they were supposed to have broken up or divorced or something, but I guess they're still together.
That's strange.
I'm confused, too.
I'm confused. So what happened on our Married to Medicine?
The same old stuff.
I'm done with you. I'm going to fight you.
Those chicks always fussing at each other. It's just Mariah and Quaz, man. It's getting out of control.
It is getting out of control. Dude, I mean, move on. I mean, are you really that distraught because you're not friends?
Well, they were besties at one time. Next thing you know, they're like enemies.
I guess I'm kind of more pissed off with Mariah saying that she made her irrelevant. I don't like that.
Yeah, well.
To me, it's like a competition now. But I can't talk about them too bad because I got Chappelle calling on the show in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to see if I can get Miss Quad on here. So that'll be good.
And what about your Love and Hip Hop?
Girl, they was fighting over my boo.
I feel on that. What does she know about my business? Why are you running your mouth off to some random? Oh,
girl,
no.
Who cares?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I would have popped off.
Oh, no. I don't know. What else was going on there? You had a young jock and old girl made up.
And your girl, what is up with Mimi and trying to expose Stevie and Jocelyn? It's just
old. Really, what difference does it make?
Exactly. Just let it go, honey. Just because you are not relevant anymore.
Well, you know, she Miley the Maid, so.
Yeah, oh, you're Miley the Maid.
She Miley the Maid. That's what old girl was talking about. Well, we got our have and our have nots. They're definitely going to be back up in here with me tonight. Going to check that out. Watching that tonight?
I've seen like a couple episodes of that. I still have not gotten into it. Maybe I need to go from season one to now to get into
I'm
it.
I'm going
to
fire you.
But, yeah.
My boy Big Steak was supposed to have been bouncing up in here with us today. He didn't forget us. I guess he say it's not his normal time.
Well, also with Love and Hip Hop, congratulations to Waka and his girl Tammy. They got married this past weekend.
Okay, and so they did get married.
They eloped, yeah.
Oh, okay. I wonder how long that marriage gonna last.
Well, it seemed like he did her, and you saw how the mom was. You know, she was just happy that he settled down with somebody. So, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, kudos to Waka Flocka.
Yep.
Well, right to MJ. I guess that was it, huh?
Yeah, not much happened this weekend because I guess it was the holiday weekend. So, you know.
I know. I can't wait to see if my housewives, when they come back, if Nene coming back. I'm sure she is. She ain't going nowhere.
Queen B, of course she's going to come back.
She like all the attention.
Got to come back. Nobody wanted it.
I know.
She didn't.
Well, thank you, MJ, for rolling with me today.
All right, thanks for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. Was looking for Big Steak to roll in with me, but I guess he forgot me. I don't know. All right, I'm going to give you your blast from the past, like y'all always. All right, my ladies, everything y'all email me, I put it together. So check out your blast from the past. And when I come back, got Miss British Williams from The Basketball Wives. She's definitely going to be up in here with me. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl, Cindy at Open Talk, too. Be right back.
All right. All right. Got blast from the past. Yeah.
difficulties while I'm waiting a couple of minutes. Got Big Steak up in the building. MJ, are you still there?
I'm here.
What's up, Big Steak? You finally made it in the building?
Yeah, I finally made it. What's going on?
It's going down. I got a couple of seconds to kill.
because I'm having technical difficulties. We was waiting on you to roll with us about the reality shows. Where were you? Where were you? What's up?
I got caught up, man. Did y'all talk about the T.I. Mayweather?
Oh, yeah. So what's your take on it real quick?
And I think that was really kind of disrespectful of Mayweather to say what he said when he called out her name, but I don't really understand what it was really all about. I just know it was a couple of pictures taken.
I don't even care what it was about. I want to know who won and who passed first lick. I heard T.I. passed first lane.
They didn't get the fight. The entourage just got in between them. T.I. tried to swing at him, but he didn't get to hit him, though.
And what's his nickname? The Rubber Band Man? I don't like that. That's ugly.
Yeah, before they can get to a fight, Mayweather had all his bodyguards there. T.I. had all his bodyguards, so they stepped in between them. So,
I think that was a publicity stunt, really.
I don't understand why T.I. and Tiny got all their personal business all over social media. I think they tripping with that.
So are they still together?
See, that's what I don't know, because I thought they wouldn't, but to see him react like that make me think they are.
They still around. They still hanging with each other.
So, Miss Shake, did you attend the wedding? Did you go to Kanye and them wedding? Did you go?
Yeah, I was there. I was way in the back. You know, working up. You know.
You serious?
So I'm trying to wonder, is this going to be the one that's going to be aired on E! For the television show, or was this the
part? Who cares? They're not even irrelevant. I need to go make me a video. You know what? I need to be a celebrity, just making videos. I don't know, man.
I think they had like 150 people come or whatever. I know Scottie Pippen was one of them. I think Lala went and a couple more people, but. You know,
I bet her husband didn't go.
Probably not. I don't think they didn't say he was. I know Jay Z and Beyonce didn't go.
No, they didn't go, and Jay Z supposed to been his best man. I was like, what was that about?
Well, you know, Beyonce don't really like Kim Kardashian like that, so she don't want to be associated with Kim.
She's smart. I'm waiting on my guys to let me know if my thing is ready to go. What else you got? Anything else?
No, y'all already talked about Love and Hip Hop, huh?
Yeah, we talked about them already. Well, thank you, Big Steak, for rolling with me.
All right.
You got the building late. So, Big Steak, you have what? Left the what?
The building.
You left the building. All right, MJ, thank you, ma'am, for hanging tough with me.
No problem.
Today on the show, I have a young businesswoman from owning several businesses, from love of labels to starting her own shoe line, to having the hottest man on the planet, Mr. Lorenzo Gordon. Let's welcome to the show the beautiful and my favorite basketball wife to L.A., Miss British Williams. Hey, Miss British, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, girl, I'm happy to have you. How's the weather down there?
It's so hot and humid. Like, it just was raining. Now it's sunny as shit. Like, I'm confused.
That's funny. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about how did you become part of the Basketball Wives of L.A. show? How did they ask you to be a part?
You know what? I met Jackie Christie in, 2013, the end of the year, the day after my birthday. I had just got engaged to Lorenzo, and I met her, and she's like, I just think you would be a really, really good fit for the show. And I was like, sure, why not? I really thought it would be a good way to really, give me a platform to really push the other things that I created before Basketball Wives started.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a good deal that you meet and running into her.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So tell everybody, what has the success been like?
You know what? I feel like the success is I still have a lot of more work to do to get to where I really want to go. And, of course, what I really do like that I can do is to really be a positive influence for younger women.
Yes.
And if sometimes you see me being crazy or cussing or wanting to fight or crazy stuff like that, I'm 24 and I'm a work in progress. And I think that's something that I try to really, really get you know, these girls to understand that you don't have to be perfect. My foundation is called Diamond in the Rough, and I named it that because I feel like every girl is like a diamond. It's like you get it out of the ground, but it's not polished, it's not clean,
mm-hmm.
rugged, and it's not ready to be sold. But the more etiquette you get, the more learning experiences you have, the more people in your life to be able to mentor you and show you things, you become that polished diamond. And I think that I'm just am who I am. I don't try to become that I'm not. I'm that country bumpkin from St. Louis, Missouri, so mm-hmm. whatever.
I'm telling you, I love you. I'm telling you, at first, in the beginning of the season, I thought you was going to be a little firecracker, which was still okay, but you was actually good.
Thank you.
You was positive. I like that. I'm telling you, I am just proud of you because you are a young entrepreneur, and a lot of the young women, they love to see that, and y'all really do influence them a lot. You really just don't know that, but they all do.
Yeah, well, I really want women, especially black women, to understand the importance of having your own. Although I'm with Lorenzo and, you know, he plays basketball,
mm-hmm.
like, I am a firm believer. I have three different projects that I'm working on.
Okay.
You know, I'm really into independent women. Like, I think I don't care how much money he makes, how much money, you know, he has. I feel like I should always be able to hold my own.
That's true.
You can't play basketball forever.
That's
so
right.
At some point, we're going to have to build off something.
Exactly.
It's important as a wife. Being a wife and being a girlfriend are two different things when it comes to, you know, the rest of your life.
Right.
So that's something that I love to work. That's my thing. Like, I don't care what it is. Like, I love to work. I love to see my money in my account. And if I want to buy $1,000 shoes, I want to buy it myself, too.
That's
if
right.
I want him just, you know, like, I think that's just fair.
That's true. That's true. So are you coming back next season on the show?
I am coming back next season.
Yay.
I think you guys are going to be able to see my wedding next season.
Yay! That's good. That's right, girl. Hold on to that man. Don't let him loose now.
Getting married at the end of we're looking around like towards the end of the year.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. So how is the business doing? Tell us a little bit about the projects that you're working on so we can support you on your shoes, Love of Labels. Tell us a little bit about the
Love
business.
Love of Labels is something I created a year and about 4 months ago. You know, I established it before basketball I started, and it's something that I really grew and I did it myself. We have like 250,000 followers on Instagram. We are big on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, I really just turned likes into sales. And
okay.
we sell a lot of different things. Our high-waist swimsuits are a hit. You know, it's a very stressful job because manufacturers can be pushed back. And then we have to wait on products. We have to deal with customers. And these are men. These are women. So they always have an attitude. you know, it's an interesting job. But it's something I love to do. I love fashion. I love clothing. And it's something that I really pride myself in, and I make good money doing it, so it's something I really want to, you know, to grow as much as possible.
Okay. Now, did you design your own shoes, or did you partner with somebody, or are you?
For Previet, I'm actually working on Previet right now.
Okay.
Our cats are done for the spring, actually. What we're working on now.
Okay.
Is figuring out if I'm going to actually do the samples with one manufacturing company.
Okay.
Or if I'm going to go to different companies to see if they want to actually do my line through them. So I'd be like, buy CKY or buy Bronx Diva. So I have meetings and stuff with them, so different companies just to see where we're going to go with it.
Okay.
But if not, then it's just going to get pushed by Cupid Shoes, which is a manufacturing company that's in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy for you. Well, tell any person who wants to become an entrepreneur that's, you know, following your footsteps or, you know, just want to be successful, what words of wisdom would you share?
Well, you know what? I think it's important to be an entrepreneur. It's a 24/7 job. It's not something that you get to go home. You get to get up and go to work at 9 and get off at 5. That's not how that works. If your site crashes, like my site crashed the other day, I was ballistic. And they're just now getting it fixed today, and that's something that I had to work on. I had to do it at 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure that the files got back uploaded and make sure our email works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you have to really, really want to do. And it's not something that's always going to give you instant gratification. But you know, if you put the work into it, it's just going to entail what you need.
Okay. I like that, Miss British. Well, I thank you for taking the time to call the show and giving us all this informative information. We definitely going to support you on your project, so don't worry about that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Again, that was Basketball Wives of L.A., my favorite girl, y'all, Miss British. So definitely check out her website at www.loveoflabels.com. Let's support her on her projects, and let's keep her in mind.
All right, y'all, thank you for listening to the show. Again, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties I was having, but I'll be back next week, June 3rd, 6:30 p.m., And I will be having on the show the ex-wife of Kevin Hart, Miss Tori Hart. She's definitely going to be up in here with me talking about her new projects, things that she's been doing. So make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. You got any ideas you want to share? You got something you want to say? Make sure y'all hit me up at Open Talk 2, yahoo.com. All right, y'all. I'm out of here.